7 Houston through Guyman.
Roger, Jim.
Roger. Don, we'd like to get some continuing remarks on your habitability there, how things are going, your living conditions, sleep and crew condition and things like that. And by the way, Walt, we'd like to ask you how you're feeling this morning and if that one Actifed that you took helped out.
Roger, I took one Actifed. My nose was slightly stuffed last night. Didn't give me any problem while I was sleeping. Feel fine this morning. I feel in good shape.
Okay, real good news.
Yeah, I had.
And if you feel like you want to take any more, let us know, huh? Okay, that's real fine news.
Yeah, generally, it's been going real well up here. It's reasonably comfortable. Air temperature is fine. The humidity is fine. We're just clicking along, and with a little extra volume in here, we can even get around. So, got a little exercise now and then. So, we're in pretty good shape.
Okay, that's fine.
I got 7 solid hours of sleep last night.
Okay, that's fine.
As far as habitability goes, I'd say it's relatively comfortable up here. Several things, small things you don't have along the way, but most of the things we expect out ahead of time, it looks like.
Okay, Tom.
I feel fairly strongly on the sleeping, but the sleeping bag is not as good as it had some shoulder harness.
Copy that.
Other than that, I think it's rather amazing how well and quickly everyone does adjust to the 5EA.
Okay.
You might log that, from my personal observation at least, that there's far too much sleep in the diet, and I feel like we have more food than we need. I think we're only feeling the same way. Don seems to be eating most of his, though.
Okay.
And I would suspect that every couple of days, I'm probably just going to skip a whole meal in order to keep track of me.
Okay, copy. Copy that. That's real fine news. And Walt, sometime after Wally gets awake and the three of you have a real good chance, we'd like to get a good status check of your windows.
Roger, I can give you that now, if you'd like.
Okay, let's do.
Okay, window number 5 is, still, I'd say in very good shape. Nothing compared to the pictures I've seen of the bad windows in Germany. Window number 4 is still in good shape. I mean, no concern about taking pictures out of it at all. Window number 3 has been continually deteriorating since about the first day. And you can see moisture collected on the inside of the outer pane and kind of spotting in the middle. You can see horizons out of it, but not a heck of a lot more. Copper 2 is still in good shape, but on the left front side of it, you can see a slight amount of discoloration that may eventually work its way in on it. And with the number 1 is similar to with the 5, except that it seems to have a lot of these little snowflakes settling on it. Now, with the number 1 is right close to the urine dump, and probably is coming from there.
Okay, copy that. Okay, we'll have you all the way across the states. We'll just be standing by.
Okay. Might make note that we haven't had any problems with food bags yet. The several comments, though, that pill that's supposed to be broken up, you're doing well when you get the pill inside the bag. I don't know anybody that's got fingers strong enough to break it. Also, the chewing gum doesn't have any Velcro on whenever it shows up, and it's turning out that it's pretty significant that everything have a patch of Velcro on it.
Okay, we copy that.
Also, the wet wipe that's packaged with the fecal bag do not have Velcro on them. They need it.
Okay.
Definitely the temperature inside the cabin has been very comfortable. Wally and Don put on their in-flight coveralls. They got out of the suit. I've been in my DWG ever since. I guess when we start with the show business, I'll have to get dressed for it.
Okay, copy that.